accounts, or perhaps something with a higher return. We have you covered. Stop in today and let us show you what community banking is all about.
Member FDIC.
All eyes will be on Wisconsin when the NFL brings the 2025 Player Selection Draft to the state. 250,000 visitors are expected. Here's Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich.
You know, maybe we don't have as many hotel rooms as a Kansas City or a Detroit, but I think it's going to be incredibly positive, not just for Green Bay, but the state as a whole.
It's the second time Wisconsin hosted the draft, the first in 1939. Do you know where? Oshkosh, Milwaukee, or Madison? The answer coming up.
It's really our obligation to pull people out of that campus when the draft activities aren't going on, to make sure that they see all the sites that we have within our downtown and other places.
And with the main draft campus around Lambeau Field, it's a time for the whole area to shine. Now, did you guess the Wisconsin location for the 1939 draft? It was a one-day event in Milwaukee with the NFL championship game the next day. The Packers beat the Giants 27-0. There's a winning slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. After a series of mechanical emergencies.
Today, United CEO Scott Kirby is sending out a letter to United customers. In the letter, saying the airline has experienced a number of incidents that are reminders of the importance of safety, and that while the incidents are unrelated, they have the airline's attention, and that United will be sharpening its focus on safety. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The man wanted in connection with the killings of a New Mexico State Police officer and a paramedic in South Carolina, now in custody after a convenience store clerk recognized him and called 911. Shots fired when Jeremy Smith was apprehended. He's now in a hospital. Spring break turning deadly in Jacksonville Beach, Florida, Sunday. Gunfire leaving three people shot, one dead. Cops searching for multiple suspects. In a virtually uncontested election, Russian President Vladimir Putin wins re-election for another 6 years in power. He's been Russia's only 21st century leader. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
According to the Muscadet Police Department, a father and son were seriously injured following an ATV crash. Both the father and son had to be airlifted to regional hospitals after the crash. Muscadet Police say fire and EMS were dispatched to the intersection of 2nd Street and Warehouse Street. Witnesses to the crash stated the ATV was traveling at a high rate of speed on 2nd Street when it crashed into a trailer being pulled by a pickup on Warehouse Street. The victims were the 33-year-old Muscadet man and his 6-year-old son. The Sauk County Land Resources and Environment Department will hold a free agricultural plastics recycling drop-off event Wednesday from 10 a.m. to noon at the Sauk County Highway Shop at 620 Lynn Street in West Baraboo. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 37 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy, 28. Tomorrow, sunshine. A little breezy, but warmer with a high of 51. Then on Wednesday, it's going to be sunny, windy, and colder with a high of only 35. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 22.
99.7 Max FM. It's 8:03 right now. Thank you so much for joining us. Even if it happens to be a Monday, we hope that your day is going well. That just means you get to drink more coffee and have a couple of extra donuts, because all of that makes Monday feel so much better. Cindy Lauper now. Girls just want to have fun.
Bye. 90s, and more.
Love Jack. You say,
oh, tainted love.
99.7 Max FM.
The heart of rock and roll, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 11 minutes after 8 now. Aspie is a very happy puppy this morning, Finn. I just was sharing some blueberries with her and some banana as well. She sits up and she stares at me through her kennel grates until I give her food. And she makes you feel absolutely like the most horrid person on the face of the earth until the blueberry has officially hit her mouth and then she can relax and enjoy. And she won't even stand up to get it. She just lays there and lets me feed her through her kennel. It's the most ridiculous thing ever.
She gives you the look until you give
it
in.
It's a very sad look. But she loves her. We call them her booberries, and she knows exactly what a booberry is. And she'll even she even starts drooling when she sees a blueberry. She doesn't drool at anything. Blueberries are the thing though that will just send her into orbit. She absolutely loves
them. Now, will she eat just about everything?
Yeah, she ate a Band-Aid on Friday, so that's
nice.
Neat.
Delicious.
I was like, why? Why would you do that? Why would you do this to me? Because she, you know, and I'm a worrier, so then I worry about it. I'm like, oh, gosh, what happens if it gets stuck? What happens if this? Corey's like, it was a tiny Band-Aid. I'm sure nature's going to do what nature's going to do. And so, yeah, so I had to watch what nature was doing just to make sure it all came out. And, yes, she eventually got rid of the Band-Aid, but I would much rather watch a blueberry come out than wait for a Band-Aid, that's for sure.
How's she doing with the weather now? I mean, is she confused?
Hates it, because yesterday she had to go out with a coat on again, and she was like, why do you hate me so, my mommy? Why do you do this to me?
I thought we were done with this.
Yeah, because she hasn't had a coat on for a few weeks, but now with the weather as cold as it is, and the wind yesterday was what was brutal. It wasn't so much the temperature. If we wouldn't have had to deal with the wind, I probably wouldn't have put a coat on her, but that wind yesterday was awful. Now, I have been doing something really fun with her out here in our wooded area. I don't know who owns this land. They're selling it off for people to build houses, but somebody has gone in and put some paths through the really wooded area across from our house. And then ever so often, there's like a really nice seating area. It's like nicer lawn furniture than I have at my house, but there's like chairs and there's really fun stuff out there. And it's a path where the squirrels run free and the deer like to roam. And we go walk the path. Now, there's not very many of them, so I usually save that for the end of the walk, because it's been a lot of walking out here on our four roads at Goose Poop Pond this winter. She's getting a little bored. So I feel like I have to spice things up for her just a little bit. So taking her on the path and just kind of roaming around a few times, letting her do all the sniffing that she wants and getting off the trail a little bit into the leaves and the tall grasses and all. She thinks it's the best thing ever.
Well, all
absolutely
those
best
new
thing.
Smells. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Yes. And I get it. I mean, I'm a little bored, too. I'm waiting for the really good weather where we can get back out to Muir Lake or Devil's Lake and do a little hiking and walking out there. Uh-huh. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it yet, even on those nice days, because I was like, nope, it's too much of a tease. And then I'm going to be really upset when Mother Nature gives us weather like, well, what we had yesterday and what we're going to have this week, this very up and down. And then I'm not going to be able to go out there. A lot of people are braver than I am. I get it. They'll be out there. They'll be enjoying the trails. I am not that brave when it gets this cold. I want to get the walk done and I want to go home, and I don't want to have to be on the trails dealing with it. Although I will say, walking her through the trees yesterday was a lot nicer than being out in the open areas, because the wind was just a little bit more contained in through that wooded area. So there was that aspect of it too. But
it's kind of like you need a change of scenery. She needs a change of scenery, but you don't want to set yourself up, right?
Right.
You don't want to get out there.
Because that's going to be sheer disappointment. If we would have started walking trails last week, which I really, really fought myself to not do and go get my state park pass and all of that kind of stuff. I really fought the urge. And then I was like, nope, because I looked at the forecast and I'm like, see, because now I'm just setting myself up for disappointment. If I'm out there and I'm enjoying it these couple of days, then I'm going to be really disappointed for the next couple of weeks when it's back into the 30s and it's rainy and we actually have the four-letter S word in a few days. I couldn't set myself up for that. So we're gonna figure it out until it actually is here to stay, that nice weather. So
yeah, and it's just so bizarre. You wake up and then you have to decide, okay, is this a shorts and t-shirt day or parka day? Because it could go from one to another within 24 hours.
And everybody I know is getting sick. And I think a lot of it has to do with the weather. You know, when you're going from like 75 down to 32, that's kind of a drop. And a lot of people don't know how to dress. Or there's been days where it started out really nice in the morning and you probably could leave the house in shorts, but by like mid-afternoon you were like, I need my winter coat back. So I mean, I get it. I get why people are getting sick. It's crazy. It's just that time of year. Now, here's something else that's a little crazy, because you know, pizza has always been a classic sober me up kind of drunk food, but now you could use it to even get a little drunker. Follow me on this. So pizza flavored beer arrives next month. New Belgium partnered with the frozen pizza brand Tombstone for this new beer. It's an IPA and it's 7% alcohol. So yeah, you could probably probably drink a couple of those and be feeling pretty good after that. They're selling it under their IPA brand, Voodoo Ranger. It's described as having hints of crispy crust, tangy tomato sauce, and savory herbs and spices with a pepperoni finish. Now, you can sign up to win some of this at voodooranger.com if you're so inclined. They're going to start selling it in select markets on April 7th for National Beer Day. Each four-pack, are you ready for this? It's going to set you back a little bit. It's going to cost $50 for a four-pack of this IPA.
What?
I know. It's insane. So if you want...
$50 for a four-pack of gross beer?
Yes. Yes, exactly.
I mean, I you know, I'll be honest. I'm not a big IPA guy.
Yeah.
Just in general. But pizza flavored beer.
I know.
And then you're spending $50 for a four pack. It's like, why don't you just take
some cash?
You might
as well go get some Coors.
Yeah.
You might as well go get your Coors, your favorite pizza. I mean, it doesn't even need to be a good one if you want to really save some money. And you might as well just combine them together instead of paying $50 for a four pack of beer that tastes like pizza. I mean, save yourself some cash. But, you know, there's people right now that are signing up to try to win this because they think it's going to be the most incredible thing. And maybe it does taste good. No beer to me is ever going to taste good. And I'm sorry, even if it's supposed to have a tangy crust flavor or whatever you want to say about it, it's still going to taste like beer. And I'm probably still going to be repulsed by the smell of it because that's what does it for beer with beer for me. It's the smell. I cannot handle the smell of beer. It just,
there's
something
like
about
dark
it.
Beers, and the Guinness yesterday was pretty good, but
sure.
I'm kind of but you know, it seems like with all of these flavors that they're just trying to do the most outrageous thing that they can do.
Right.
I mean, like each company tries to top the other one, and Why do we need pizza flavored beer?
We talked about the length of movies earlier this morning. It feels like the same thing that the studios are doing with the length of movies right now. They're just trying to outdo the other one and give it that extra couple of minutes. In this case, like that little extra flavor that you might think you're missing. Because we've talked about the fact that there is now Doritos flavored beer out there. There's like cheese curl flavored beer out there. I mean, now we've got pizza beer. I mean, we've run the gamut as far as the different flavors they're trying to combine with beer. Here's the thing. If your beer is good, do you really need to dress it up or can you just not sell the beer? Like, I don't know. And I'm genuinely asking because I don't drink beer. I'm more of your hard liquor kind of girl. So I'm not going to drink a beer. But if it's a good beer, do you really need to do this much to like make it taste better or anything? Shouldn't you just be able to serve what you're making?
To me, that makes sense.
Of course, there's people out there that like their exotic flavors, I guess. Now, in other pizza news, Chick-fil-A is dipping its toe into the pizza market. They opened a spinoff restaurant in Maryland last fall called Little Blue Menu, where they taste test new menu items. They just added 5 pizzas, including a Chick-fil-A pizza pie topped with their chicken nuggets, pickles, and Chick-fil-A sauce. If the pizza beer did not sound disgusting enough. Chick-fil-A is going to say, hold my beer, literally to that. And they're going to be like, let's put every ingredient we have on our menu on top of a pizza crust and call it pizza and see what people think. I mean, Chick-fil-A nuggets are good. I love a good Chick-fil-A nugget. I like a good pickle, and I even like a pickle on my pizza if it's a hamburger pizza, but I don't know if I want a Chick-fil-A sandwich pizza.
Which one of your boys is the big Chick-fil-A fan?
They both are.
They both are. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And in fact, yesterday on his way back, Max texted me when he was sitting in the parking lot, because obviously Sunday, we all know Chick-fil-A does not open on Sundays to give their workers a day off. He was at Raising Cane's. So it was first time he'd ever tried that. And obviously Madison has one now. He's like, I don't know, this could be a close second. So I'm like, all right. So okay. Now he's got two in the running. Wherever he can get a good chicken sandwich is pretty much where my kid is going to be. He's also discovered that Quick Trip now has healthy breakfast sandwiches. So they're egg whites. They have egg whites on them, and then they have chicken sausage on them. Max doesn't do very well with pork products. They kind of make him sick. I mean, really anything that's pork related, we always stayed stayed away from because he couldn't do it. So now he's found that he can do a breakfast sausage without making a breakfast sandwich without making himself sick at Quick Trip. And he's living the life of luxury. He gets that and a coffee in the morning, and he is set for the day, let me tell you. It's the little things in life, man.
Hey, Quick Trip has got some good food.
You could live by just going into Quick Trip.
But I'm not exactly sure if all Quick Trip food is
not all
created equal.
Mm-mm. And not all Quick Trip, the way they prepare it, is created equal either.
Right.
So there's that aspect of it. And there's some of the stuff that I really do love. I love like their deli case. I get a lot out of the deli case because I can pick and choose some things. They've got healthy yogurts in there. They've got some cottage cheese. They've got really decent sandwiches. They've got hard-boiled eggs, some really great cheeses. Hello, Wisconsin and all. So I like their deli case. I don't usually go to the hot food section so much because that just is a like stay away for me personally, but I know a lot of people who love to go to the hot case, you know.
Oh yeah.
And for my poor husband, sometimes that's called dinner like five nights in a row, depending on his schedule. So
I kind of when I'm in the hot food area there at Quick Trip, I kind of feel like Godfather 3 with Al Pacino, where he says,
so
when I think I was out, they pull me back in again.
I know. It smells so good too when you walk in and you walk by it. You're like, ooh, sausage. Ooh, chicken. Ooh, I can smell a hamburger. I mean, it's amazing. I might stick with that versus the Chick-fil-A pizza pie. I mean, I'll do a few things at Chick-fil-A. I like a lot of things on their menu, but I think I could do without them diving into the pizza world. I think I would be okay with that. Maybe the rest of the world would be as well. I don't know. Maybe it's delicious.
The pizza beer, is that something you would even try?
No. If it's got beer in the title, I'm pretty much
out.
Yeah. I've tried really hard. I've had friends over the years who get into the IPAs and those specialty flavors, and they're like, oh, try this. It tastes like, you know, like a seltzer. No, it doesn't. It doesn't taste like a hard seltzer. It still tastes like beer, and it still smells like beer. That is what does it for me every single time. It's what turns me off of a beer faster than anything. It's kind of the reverse effect. Like coffee for me, I love the smell of coffee. I'm like, ooh, coffee. I could drink that. Nope, can't drink it. Won't taste it. Don't like it unless you put a lot of caramel in it, a lot of chocolate, which totally defeats the purpose. And then it's just like a hot sugar bomb, right? I love the smell of coffee. Can't drink it. For beer, for me, it's like all of it. It's the smell and then the taste, and it just bleh.
Yeah.
There's nothing about it that I enjoy. But give me like a whiskey or something. Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah, totally down with that. Yeah, I'm not a big beer drinker, but I'm fine with beer. I will occasionally have a beer. But I don't need beer that has pineapple or mango, or just give me a beer that tastes like beer.
If you have to dress it up that much, then it's probably not worth the effort, quite honestly. So I'm just, that's my personal opinion. Again, I don't drink it, so I can't tell you. If you're looking for clothes, there's stuff in the dryer, just so you know. I knew you were going to come out eventually because you have meetings this morning. And I've been hurrying like crazy to get stuff done. I was a little lazy yesterday because the kid was around. So he's got stuff in the dryer. He's got clean underoos, people. It's fine.
Folks, he's just hearing the backstage stuff here.
He's just got to go dig them out for himself. Doesn't get more real than that, let me tell you. We've got to talk about our pets of the week quickly over at the Sauk County Humane Society, Finn. Look at these adorable faces here this morning. My goodness. We're trying to get some pets into great homes. And we're going to start with our dog of the week, who is Diesel. And you might have remembered us talking about Diesel before. Do you know why you would remember this? Because Diesel has been at the shelter for over 200 days, just waiting for his home. He is a 4.5-year-old male husky lab mix. Let's get him into a real family. They do a great job at the shelter, but Diesel needs a family. He was surrendered by his owners because of health issues, and he's been patiently waiting ever since. Can you imagine how hard this has been on him to have a loving home where they can't take care of him, and then to be put into a shelter and now wait for 200 days before he can find somebody to call his own again? He's just a love too. Let's get him adopted.
Oh,
my goodness.
Yeah. I'm sure the owner felt felt horrible too.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know, when they're just not able to take care of the dog.
And sometimes you don't have anybody who can take the dog from you because of their circumstances. So I'm sure, but Diesel deserves a home. He's very sweet. He enjoys walks. He has improved greatly with his leash walking. Well, he's a lab husky mix. That would go without saying. He's going to be very smart, but he's going to have a little mind of his own, and I love that about them. He also knows several commands, and he is very eager to learn more. True to his husky heritage, he's a bit of a talker. He's full of energy, and he can be your Velcro dog, just wanting to be by your side with lots of attention, some belly rubs as well. Even in the picture, his tail's blurry because you can tell that he's wagging it while they're trying to take the picture. Diesel is very playful. He would love a large yard so he can show off all of his zooming abilities, or somebody who's going to at least give him that option. You know, maybe dog parks, open fields where it's safe for him to kind of run a little bit. He could share his home with the right dog. Cats and kids are okay if they're able to tolerate Diesel's activity level. He is neutered. He's up to date on vaccines. He's going to be, and he is microchipped, and obviously all that before you take him home. He would be a great companion. I mean, he is going to have energy to do all of the fun stuff you love to do in the summer in Wisconsin, and he's also going to have the energy to be outside with you in the winter. I mean, he is, after all, part Husky and Lab, so he's going
to
take those
ready.
Winter months.
He's good to go. Mm-hmm.
He is going to be awesome, and he just looks like a happy dude. So if you're so inclined, over 200 days, please go check out Diesel if you're looking to add a new family member to your home. We'd love to see him somewhere before this summer so he can really enjoy a Wisconsin summer. And then, of course, we've got our cat of the week, who is Rax. Oh, what a little sweetheart. An 11-month-old male dark tabby with lots of white. He enjoys playtime in the socialization room. He loves to chase small mouse toys and balls across the floor. He enjoys hanging toys, some stretching with a tall scratcher as well. After some playtime, he settles in for lap snuggles and even some treats. He will cautiously explore new areas before settling into his new home, and he's patiently waiting for that opportunity. Rax is neutered. He's up to date on vaccines, and he will also be microchipped prior to going home. If you're looking for a new kitty companion, he's just a little sweetheart. My goodness. Now, several different upcoming event dates that they have over at the Sauk County Humane Society, where you can either learn about making some things for your own pet. You can also help out the Sauk County Humane Society, or of course, maybe volunteer some time with them as well. Just check out their Facebook page for all those upcoming things. And then some big news. The 25th annual Paws Pledge Walk is going to be held Saturday, May 4th. So if you're an animal lover, get this one on your calendar. It's going to be from 9 to 1 at the Baraboo Dog Park. They're going to have a 1- and 3-mile walk, some dog demonstrations, a whole lot of food, a whole lot more as well. Registration is open, and all the information can be found on the website, Finn. We're going to give that out in just a moment. You can also start your own pledge walk page and collect pledges from family and friends. All the proceeds go to the care of these homeless or shelter animals. So definitely check that out as well. I know this event just keeps growing year after year. They keep getting more participants, which is crazy. Mm-hmm. And when you go down by the dog park on Paws Pledge Day, there are hundreds of people walking around with all sorts of dogs. So it's really, really a fun experience. Now, right now over at the Humane Society, they are very much in need of laundry detergent, bleach, and fabric softener sheets. You can shop for those things yourself and deliver them to the Humane Society. Or if you can also go over to Amazon and shop them, have everything delivered right to the Sauk Humane Society's door if you'd like to help out in that respect. But right now, let's get Diesel in a great home. Again, 200 days in the shelter. Yeah. It's time for him to have a loving family. SaukHumane.org if you want to find out more about him, if you want to find out more about Rex, if you want to check out any of the other animals, find out about some of these upcoming dates, find out about the Paws Pledge Walk. Whew, there's a lot going on at the Humane Society. Yeah. SaukHumane.org. Quick look at this forecast right now. Sunny and 37 today. Well, it's a little cloudy right now, so I'm hoping we get some breaks in the clouds sooner than later. Look, cloudy tonight down to 28, and sunny, breezy, and a little warmer tomorrow with a high near 51. As we look ahead to Wednesday, though, well, things are going to get cold again. Sunny, windy, and only 35 for a high. Right now, it's 23.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life. And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Kanamichi Craft Bar in Baraboo is the perfect place to meet family and friends for get-togethers and events. They have amazing charcuterie boards, wine from across the globe, craft beer and cocktails, retail wine, and gift cards. Kanamichi is at 126 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo. Be sure to check out their Facebook posts for more upcoming live music, comedy, game nights, and events. Kanamichi Craft Bar in downtown Baraboo.
Imagine you're trying to escape from a secluded cabin, or being trusted with government secrets, or you need to locate an important dignitary for a special event.
This isn't a TV show.
No, it's Elusive Escape Rooms. Can you count on your friends and family to help you make your great escape? Call 608-678-2388 or find us online at elusiveescaperooms.com. And mention promo code MAXFM to save on your next adventure. Located across from Noah's Ark on Wisconsin Dells Parkway in Wisconsin Dells, Elusive Escape Rooms, the best escape you'll ever attempt to make.
I'm Jimmy. I've been with U.S. Cellular for years now, so they asked me to announce their special customer event, Us Days. I said, I get nervous. Maybe we recorded somewhere relaxing like a hot tub. Us Days means exclusive offers like up to $1,200 to upgrade to any new phone, which I'll be needing because I just dropped my phone.
Us Days at U.S. Cellular. Get up to $1,200 to upgrade to any new phone. Terms apply. Actor portrayal.
Us Days is a special upgrade event for all eligible customers. Now through April 3rd, visit Cell Plus, your authorized agent for U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
It's 8:33 right now. We hope you're having a great Monday. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers now. I won't back down.
Well, I'm down, gonna
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Now, I don't know if you've been following anything with the royal family, but things are a little weird over there, right? Like, we know that King Charles was recently diagnosed with prostate cancer, right? They put out a... it's flurrying here on Goose Poop Pond. That's never good. Anyway, they put out basically a press release from Buckingham Palace about that a couple months ago now. And then Kate Middleton went kind of missing, right? Like, we haven't seen her at all. Then, of course, it was Mother's Day in the UK last Sunday, and because nobody's seen her, there was this weird photo that went out that was obviously photoshopped. Didn't really make a lot of sense as far as, you know, her having multiple hands and all of that kind of stuff. So that kind of, you know, took people a little bit by surprise. But nope, she hasn't made public appearances. We know that she had some sort of abdominal surgery, right? And that was really all Buckingham Palace would say. We are apparently supposed to see her on Easter weekend when she's back with the family. So we'll see what happens there. But now there's these weird online rumors that King Charles has passed away. Probably a conspiracy theory. We have no idea. Buckingham Palace hasn't announced anything, but people are literally standing outside Buckingham Palace right this very instant watching the flag. Because apparently when the monarch is away, they lower the flag to half staff. But when the monarch comes back and they're in the building doing their normal duties, then the flag goes back to full staff, full mast. Well, the flag has basically been at full mast for days now. It hasn't lowered. It hasn't moved. And there's photos circulating now online, Finn, that show it at half mast, which turns out to be wrong. Those were from 2022 when obviously the world lost Queen Elizabeth. So there's all sorts of things going on right now.
Lots of drama there for the royal family.
You know, maybe if they weren't as secretive as they actually are and maybe, you know, told the world some things that were really happening, obviously through press release, and the world doesn't need to know everything. But, you know, at the same time, maybe not be quite as secretive as they are. Maybe these weird conspiracy theories wouldn't be popping up all over on social media. They might be, but maybe not to the degree that they are right now. And don't put out weird pictures photoshopped of Kate Middleton with her children. That didn't help anything either. You kind of like made your own conspiracy theory when you did that by putting out a Photoshop a photo of her that had obviously been photoshopped. So
I guess they're not as experienced at exploitation as we are here in the States, I guess.
Well, you know, and that would go to make sense because the monarch has always been a little bit protected, right? They have over the years, and British press has just kind of let them dictate the rules. And then Meghan and Harry came into play, and I think they changed a lot of things about how the royal family was actually being covered. And now you've got press that's maybe a little bit more dogged in their pursuit of answers than they used to be with the royal family. I think it was okay to let the royal family just do their thing and maybe not ask too many questions. And then Harry and Meghan, I think, changed the rules a lot. And let's face it, rules have changed a lot all over the world as far as how things are covered. So
yeah.
I don't think there's an exception anymore for the royal family, but they're really not helping their case. And I'm not one of those people who's like always watching the royal family. I know there's some of you out there who are just absolutely
enamored.
Yeah, and I'm not one of those people, but it is a little strange right now. It's definitely a little strange. So
it's almost like they can't win, though. It's like if they don't give enough, then people are on them for that. If they give too much, then people are on them.
Right.
So it's almost like they can't win either way.
Right. And, you know, and that's I think that's part of being who they are. But I don't know if they understand that quite yet because they have been given leeway for so many years, I think, you know. So we'll see. But it looks like as of right now, Prince Charles is very much alive. Of course, Buckingham Palace has not basically addressed the rumors or the conspiracy theory. So we shall see. But more fodder for the social media folk out there. I guess. I don't know. I got a text here this morning from Chris. We were talking a little bit about, you know, the different chickens and how, you know, Chick-fil-A's got pizza now that they're going to be introducing to the market. And we were talking a little bit about Quick Trip. You can basically make an entire meal out of any of their hot stuff or their deli stuff. She says that Quick Trip chicken is so much better than the big box stuff because it's less greasy and less salty. Totally agree.
It is pretty good.
They do the broasted variety, right? Do they do fried or is it mostly broasted? I've always gotten the broasted chickens. Roasted, that's what, yeah, that's what I usually get when I run in there for chicken. I'm one of those people who loves a good roasted chicken in my refrigerator because I can make wraps out of it. Sometimes I can just shred it up for different things that we're eating. So I always love a good roasted chicken if I know I want to do something chicken based, but I know I'm not going to have time to actually sit there and cook my full chicken. I love to always have some sort of fresh roasted chicken in my fridge for
it makes it easy, doesn't it?
I know.
Just go in, pick up a chicken.
And I will say that Aspie gets roasted chicken as well, because I'll go into the store and I'll buy one of those without, you know, just the traditional one without a lot of spice on them. And I take off all the skin, but then I make bags of roasted chicken for her and then I freeze it. And then I can take out little bits at a time to fill up the Kong. So that's how we do that. So, you know, it's a good dog treat too. So it works. I like the ones that are like, you know, on discount because they've been out so long. And I'm like, okay, it's getting frozen twice anyway. So that's what you're getting today. And she's way less picky than anybody else. I mean, she ate a Band-Aid, for goodness sake. So it tells you she's not picky about what goes into her mouth. Now, I want to talk about the inventor of karaoke. Did you see this? Because he actually passed away. He was a Japanese businessman by the name of... Now, I had to go online and figure out the pronunciation because it's Japanese. My Japanese is not what it used to be. Shigesi Nigishi is his name, and he lived to be 100 years old. Well, I watched some videos on him this morning quickly, so I made my own little pronunciation
guide. We've been watching Shogun, so we should be experts at it.
Right? Exactly. Yeah. I'm not, though. Nigishi actually invented the first karaoke machine back in 1967 after one of his employees made fun of his singing voice. It was originally called the Sparko Box. I love that. Nigishi never patented his invention, but his daughter says that really never bothered him. She actually said that he felt a lot of pride in seeing his idea evolve into a culture of having fun through song around the world. So in his honor, somebody actually did a survey and conducted some research to determine the 30 best karaoke songs for people who cannot sing. That would be me. I love music. I cannot sing. Now, I'm obviously not going through all 30 of them, but I have the top 10 list here. So coming in at number 10 is Just the Way You Are by Bruno Mars. So for people who can't sing, that's one to definitely rock. Do you hear he's in a little bit of trouble, though, allegedly? This is interesting.
What happened?
Because, well, he has that residency at Park MGM at the casino in Las Vegas. Right. And we all know that Bruno Mars loves to gamble. He talks about it in a lot of interviews because when he was young, and he was homeless. That's actually how he covered his rent, especially as an unknown musician, by playing cards. Well, now apparently he's in debt to $50 million, allegedly, to the Park MGM. Now he earns $90 million annually from his deal with the casino, and that's after taxes, but that's barely enough to cover what this alleged debt may be. And despite the fact that he might have this outstanding debt, his shows at Park MGM are set to resume in June, and tickets for those shows are still available. But I thought that was kind of interesting, talking about Bruno Mars this morning, how we can sing Just the Way You Are as a karaoke, as an absolutely horrible singer. Uh-huh. And here's the dude himself, maybe in debt for $50 million. So can you imagine, though, $50 million dollars worth of debt? That's pretty
insane. That's a problem.
I know. That makes my little $150 on a credit card right now seem like chump change, doesn't it? And right. I'm struggling with that. I'm like, oh, I got to get that paid off. Summer of 69 by Bryan Adams comes in at number 9 on the list. At number 8, Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen is one of those songs that anybody should be able to sing at karaoke.
I don't get that one.
You lose the audience, though, too. I mean, not anybody can sing that. You don't have to be a great singer. You don't have to be Freddie Mercury to pull it off, but it's like 8 minutes of music.
Exactly.
And you start losing the bar after 8 minutes unless you have an epic Freddie Mercury type performance, right? Because that's a long one. Gloria Gaynor, I Will Survive, comes in at number 7. That one checks out. Dancing Queen by ABBA at number 6. No. No, just no. Not everybody should be able to sing that. Not everybody can sing that one. I've seen people attempt it. The Spice Girls, Wannabe, comes in at number 5. Well, that makes sense because the Spice Girls could barely sing. So that one makes sense. Love Shack at number 4 by the B-52s. Don't Stop Believin' at number 3 by Journey. Everybody thinks they can sing Don't Stop Believin'. I mean, everybody. You can sing
that
one. No, they can't. Yeah. There was only one Journey.
Obviously, with the Spice Girls, some of those karaoke versions versions are probably better than the original version.
Yes, they might be, unless you're missing Posh, which so are the Spice Girls, so it's fine. Living on a Prayer comes in at number 2 by Bon Jovi, of course, and the number 1 song that anybody can sing at karaoke, at least according to this survey, is Sweet Caroline by Neil Diamond. That's always an audience favorite, though, isn't it? You can really get the audience when you're singing Sweet Caroline. Yeah. Uh-huh. So there you go. If you plan on doing karaoke anytime soon, you just remember Shigesi Nagishi as the inventor of karaoke while you're there, and you go pick one of those top 10 songs, and you're going to rock it.
Now, I've got to ask you, have you performed any of those songs at karaoke?
No, I'm a good bystander at karaoke. I love to clap along and watch other people get up there and do their... Nobody wants me near an instrument or singing. Like, nobody wants that in their world. Not at all. I enjoy music.
Not even with karaoke?
Nope. Nobody wants that. I am not talented in that respect at all. Not at all. I know where my weaknesses are, and singing and anything, playing music, nope, it's bad. It's really, really bad. Doesn't mean I can't enjoy it. Just means nobody wants me ever to have an album.
But there are so many people that are so brave, and they don't have the talent either. I mean, even with other things like dancing, you know, people that just go out and bust
they
a move.
Elaine
and,
it? Like, yep, from Seinfeld? I don't dance like that. So I do have some rhythm. I just can't put it to any good use. Let's say that. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast with Sean Cable. It's going to be cold today, only 37 for a high, warming things back up tomorrow before it gets cold again. He'll tell you more about that in just a moment. We'll also have a look at sports with Mike Ganger next here on Max FM.
High fashion doesn't have to mean a high price tag. Amber Lux Consignment Boutique in downtown Baraboo has name brand women, men, infant, and children clothing items, shoes, designer handbags, gift items, and much more. Women owned and operated, Amber Lux Consignment Boutique is located at 121 5th Street in Baraboo. New items are added daily. Stop in Tuesday through Saturday to find your new fashion focus for less at Amber Lux Consignment Boutique of Baraboo.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and investments. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. State champions were crowned this weekend for boys basketball. Division 5 on Friday, Columbus Catholic got a 78-65 win over Solon Springs. They punched their ticket onto the state championship game. That's where they met Abundant Life Christian after they got a 42-37 win over Elman Bancroft. Columbus Catholic ultimately takes the win 81-71 in that championship game on Saturday. Division 4 semifinals from Thursday night saw Mineral Point and Kenosha St. Joseph Catholic each get victories. It was a thriller, but Mineral Point 65-64, the victory in the championship game. Division 3, St. Thomas More finishes the job with a 65-54 win over Lakeside Lutheran. Division 2 on Friday night, Wisconsin Lutheran continues their unbeaten season with a 56-54 win. Moved on to the state title game, and that's where they met Pewaukee after Pewaukee got the 89-69 win over West Salem. And Wisconsin Lutheran finishes the year 30-0, 83-62, their victory against Pewaukee. And then Marquette, the state champion for Division 1, got the 67-60 win over Kettle Moraine on Friday night. Arrowhead topped Nina in 4 overtimes, 99-95 in that first semifinal game on Friday. But then Marquette, 84-62, the victory against Arrowhead. Huge congratulations to all the state champions from around the state and all the teams that made it to championship weekend. It was a great weekend for the Badger men's basketball team as well. They were able to advance all the way to the Big Ten championship game. Started off with a 70-61 win over Northwestern. They then took down the number one team in the country, Purdue. 76-75 was the final in OT. That victory set the team onto the title game, but ultimately it was Illinois getting a 93-86 3-7 win against the Badgers yesterday. Great way to wrap up the conference season. Now they'll shift gears to the national tournament. Badgers, with that victory, got a 5 seed in the dance. They're going to be going against James Madison in their first matchup. That game is going to be played on Friday of this week. The winner of it will move on to face the winner between number 4 Duke and number 13 Vermont. Number 1 seeds for the tournament include UConn, Houston, Purdue, and North Carolina. First round of the NCAA tournament gets started on Thursday. They'll have the play-in games of the first 4 play-in games on Tuesday and Wednesday. And the Bucks were down Giannis Antetokounmpo, but still able to get the job done at home on a nationally televised matchup versus the Phoenix Suns. 140-129, the team gets the win yesterday. Damian Lillard with 31 points and 16 assists. Bobby Portis came off the bench for 31 as well. He had 10 rebounds to go with that. A perfect 5-from-5 from behind the three-point line. Chris Middleton able to step up with 22 points as well in the absence of the Greek Freak. It's a hamstring injury for Giannis, not expected to miss a ton of time. Team returns to the court to play the number 1 team in the league on Wednesday as they're going to travel to Boston to meet those Celtics. 6:30 will be the tip-off for that one. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Anger.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Some calmer winds today under a mix of sun and clouds and still holding below average temperatures. As highs today hit the upper 30s. After sunset, winds start to crank up once again, but this time pulling out of the south, giving us a warmer day for tomorrow. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 22 degrees.
99.7
It's 8:52 right now. Thank you so much for joining us on your Monday. Here's Billy Joel. It's Uptown Girl on Max FM. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 5 minutes before 9. And Finn, sometimes you just got to get through a Monday, right? And we're going to do so with our calendar days. Some of those little things that we can celebrate that just make the day seem a little bit better. And there's a few good ones on here today. It's Act Happy Day today. Well, I feel like we try to act happy most days. Sometimes it goes better than other days. But, you know, we try our best, right? It's also Awkward Moments Day. All of those embarrassing moments that you have in any given moment, this is the day you embrace them, as I like to call it. That's every day for me, because every day is an awkward moment
awkward.
For me. I know. That's totally me. It's Dribble to Work Day today. We're apparently supposed to dribble our basketball to work, which is better than what comes to mind when I first see it, quite honestly. But, you know, whatever. I don't know if we want to Dribble to Work Day today. It's a little windy. There's things that can go wrong with a ball, and then you create those awkward moments, and then you have the Awkward Moments Day and Dribble to Work Day all in one, I guess.
We're not all globetrotters.
No,
we
absolutely are not. But again, I'm glad it was just a ball, because I was thinking some other stuff that would not be nearly yes. as fun. Let's see. There's a couple of good food ones on here as well. It's a Monday after St. Patrick's Day. I mean, don't get too excited about what we've got here, people. It's National Lacey Oatmeal Cookie Day today, which is a lot like an oat cake. They date back all the way to the late 19th century. That checks out, because that sounds like something from the 19th century. The first recipe appeared in 1896 in a Fannie Merritt Farmer cookbook. Obviously, oats became a staple of our diets here in this country around the turn of the 20th century, so you saw a lot of oatmeal recipes, including for all of those different types of cookies. And then this is one we can definitely get behind, because this is always delicious. It's National Sloppy Joe Day today. Who doesn't love a Sloppy Joe? Some bread and maybe some french fries or chips on the side.
Do you dress them up, or do you just go with the standard?
We make turkey Sloppy Joe around here, and that seems to be more of a favorite, because they're not quite as greasy as the ground beef. And sure. I get it depends on what, you know, percentage of fat you're using in your ground beef, but turkey Sloppy Joes are really, really good. And then I make my own. I don't use the canned stuff, because I learned long ago that the fam doesn't really love the canned manwich stuff. Right. They like it when I make my own Sloppy Joe, so that's what I do. And of course, because we all know how much I love a good slow cooker, it's got to be made for the slow cooker, so it can just kind of sit in there and do its thing all day. Awesome. After you brown the meat. So that tends to be what we do around here with the Sloppy Joes. Now, what about you guys? Do you have Sloppy Joes often? Is Chris a make it from scratch kind of person, or does she pull out the can? Because it works.
Yeah, when we do that, we just go with the usual, but you know, you're right. I mean, because the manwich stuff, that it's not great, is it?
Mm-hmm. But you know, it's okay. It does in a pinch. We'll eat it in a pinch. And Dexter can always tell. He'll be like, "You didn't make it from scratch, did you?" No, Dexter. No.
Not everything can always be from scratch.
Give mom a break. It took me 20 minutes to brown the meat that you're eating, and that was all I could spare today. So, yes, some days are just kind of like that. But enjoy a Sloppy Joe today. Enjoy an oatmeal Lacey cookie, I guess, or maybe just any cookie, because it's Monday and you're totally entitled to that. Yeah. And try to stay warm, because, well, it's not going to be great today temperature-wise. Lots of sunshine, though, eventually. That's what I keep hearing, but the cloud's sticking around right now. 37 is all for a high today. Cloudy tonight down to 28, and then sunny tomorrow. Breezy, but a little bit warmer. 51 for a high. And then on Wednesday, we're going to cool things down. Lots of sunshine, windy. Only 35, though, for a high. Right now, it's 22. Time for your community calendar, brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hi, Mary here at the Baraboo Pizza Ranch. We have the Italian chopped salad on our salad bar. It has romaine, red peppers, black olives, pepperoni, shaved parmesan, old world pepperoni, and top it with our Italian herb dressing. It is so good. Come on in and try it.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Pizza Ranch. Saturday, March 23rd, it's time for the Pin Down Cancer Bowling Fundraiser to raise funds for cancer research at the UW-Carbone Cancer Center. This will happen at J&J Fireball Lanes in Portage on West